And in order to bring, to get a haircut at the end, in order he has to bring his kabbonis, or Nazir has a chayiv to bring three kabbonis, so we need to take the money to buy the korban. Usually about you have to take money of chulin. Here he says right away, I want to take the money for Maisa Sheni. So, Stama Zoi, you can't use the Maisa Sheni. But here, Vishas, you made yourself into a neder, a Nazir, right away you said, I want to use the money from a Maisa Sheni. What's the halacha? Mao. So, Omalei, Rabbi Yechon answered back, Nader, you made a neder, this animal now is a korban toida, you're a Nazir, you're not Mekayim Shal Mechagiga with it. Now that's the Chiddush here also. Even though you said the Basachas, this should be a toida and I should be a Shal Mechagiga, nothing doing. Since you said first it should be a toida, that's what it is. And now it's a Chayiv, you can't be Yaitse, you are the Chayiv of a Shal Mechagiga with this. Nazir, in the case that you said I want to be a Nazir and use the money for my Tashem to buy my Kabbonis, nothing doing. Nazir, you're a Nazir, V'yena Megaleach. You're not allowed to use that money to buy your kabbonis with. It says Losh Megalech means take the haircut. But it doesn't only mean the haircut. It means the day you bring your kabbonis, you say you take a haircut. But it means to say the Nazir has a choy like any other Nazir. He has to, when he finishes in the Zeris, he has to bring the three kabbonis. From which money does he buy the carbon? From money chulin, regular money. You're not allowed to use the money of Maisa Sheni to buy it. So that's the Chiddush here also of the end of the price of Lezer Reb Shimon. To say that you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Chagiga with this Toida, even in the case that at the same time when you made it for Korban Toida, right away you also said it should be a Shal Mechagiga. But you can't do two in one. The first thing you said, that's what it is. And the Mela, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Shal Mechagiga, you have to bring another one. Right. Hahu Gavra, there was a person, Diyom Malahu, he told to his friend, Hovulei Arba Meyazuzi. He told his own servant, give this person $400, Leploini, give my friend Reuven $400, Ulanasi Brati, and I also want Reuven to marry my daughter. So Chura, the Shaila is, did he make a Tanai or not? Like really what he wants to do is he wants this person to marry his daughter. So he's paying him off, I'm giving you $400 and go marry my daughter. So Amra Papa, Papa says, Arba Meya Shokel, this person has the right to keep the $400. Because first you said, give him $400, and then you said he should marry my daughter. Obrata, now your daughter, Iboi Nosif, if the person wants to, table of Rocha, very good. Iboi, if he wants to though, Loi Nosif, he doesn't have to marry him. In other words, you did not make a real Tanai. You gave him the money first. And then you said you want him to marry your daughter. So one thing is not telling the other one. So therefore the person has the right to keep the money, you gave it to him for a present, and about marrying the daughter, if he wants to, yes, not. The Gemara says, Taima, what's the reason for this? Tiyama, because the person first said, Hovule, give him the money, and then he said, Lo Nosif. Then he said, to marry my daughter. But what would have been if he would have said the opposite way? Avo, but, Iyama, if he would have said, Le Nosif, I want you to marry my daughter. For Hovule, and now I'll even give you $400. Then for sure we say, I only mean to give you this present, this $400, if you marry her. E Nosif Shokel, if you marry my daughter, then you have a right to take the $400. V'loi, but if you don't, loi nosib, if you don't marry my daughter, loi shakol, then you don't have the right to take the money. In other words, if you made it tonight that I want you to marry, and on this condition I'll give you the $400, so maybe if you don't marry her, you don't have the right to get the $400. But in the first case that you did not say a loshen tonight, he has the right to keep the $400. Yosef Meremer, Meremer was sitting down. Okomolo Shmaitato, he said over this learning, Mishmei Denafshin. Name of his own name, he said it over. Shrashi, Mishmei Denafshin, the whole Shmaitato, Shrashi, Tiyoyim Reya Lai Toido, Vietze Boy Yedei Chagiga, the Gemara before we had the Lushin was, Rav Shlokesh, yes, Rav Yechanan. So he says no, Mishmei Denafshin means, Lo Yomalei B'Lushin Boy, Elomelevorm, he didn't ask her for a question, he just said it right away, that Oimer, Hareya Lai Toido, Vietze Boy Yedei Chagiga, if somebody says, I want to bring a carbon Toido, and with this korban toida, I want to be also yaitz my chayv and korban chagiga. Hareini nazar, I want to be a nazar. Megalech was my sheni. Nazar be a nazar. V'yena megalech. He just said clearly that the lachar is you can't be yaitz shal mechagiga, and you can't use the money of my sheni. You have to bring money of chulin. So again, Yosem Remer Meimer sat down to Kamal Hashmeid to Meshmeid Nafshi. Said over in his own name, and not b'teretz akashin teretz. He just said it right out. Omle Ravina Lamreima. So Ravina said to Remeima. Also, you hochi masnitzalo. That's the way you learned it. Meila v'loy mishmed Rabbi Yechon. You said it yourself, and not the name of Rabbi Yechonin. Anan, we should know We learned it like we had before, that Rabbi Yechon, Rosh Lakish asked a question from Rabbi Yechon. Right. Tony Tona came to Rabbi Yitzchak. A Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Abba, that the Pasuk says, Vayakre Vesoilo Vayasa Kemishpat. You should bring the Korban Eilo and bring it Kemishpat, like a law. Now, which law does it mean? Kemishpat Eulis Nedova. The same way it says by Eulis Nedova, also here, which is talking about Eulis Choyv. We'll soon see. Rashi says, Vayakre Vesoilo. Oilas Yemei Shmini Shemluyim. We're talking about the eighth day of Yemei Meluyim. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day they put up the Mishkan. Shehitla Kosav Al Aaron. The Torah put upon Aaron HaKohen Choyv, a special Choyv Liyoyim for this day. Kach Lucho Ego Ben Botel Lachatis V'ayel Liyoyla. Tamim. Torah gave them a new Choyv to bring a carbon oil today. You have to bring a special ayel for a carbon oil on this Shmini Shel Yemei Meluyim. On the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day they put up the Mishkan, there was a new Choyv, Aaron has to bring a Korban Oila. This is called an Oilas Choyv. Now the Pasuk says again, Vayakri Vasoila, bring a Korban Oila, Vayasa Kemishpat, and do this Korban Oila like a Mishpat of another Korban. So what does it mean, another Korban? So Gemara says, Kemishpat Oil Nadova. Let's learn out this Oilas Choyv from the Passion Vayikri of Oilas Nadova. What does it mean to teach us? Lima to teach us, Al Oilas Choyv. That whenever there's a chiyuv upon you to bring a korban early, you should know, she'atuna smicha. The bialim, the owner, also has to make a smicha. He has to put his two hands on top of the head of the animal with all his might on top of the animal. In other words, even though, where does the Torah say the mitzvah smicha? It only says at the beginning of Vayikra by oilas nedova. By a korban oilas nedova, shalman nedova, that's what the Torah says, the chiyuv smicha. By a korban oilas choy, we have to bring the Torah sachoy. The Torah doesn't say anywhere the mitzvah smicha. So here, this Brisa, this Tana is learning it out, yes, that even a korban oilas choyva, like here by the Yimei Meluyim, when Aaron had a choyv to bring a special korban oila, the Pasuk is teaching us that that korban oila also has a chiyuv to bring, make a smicha on it. How do we know it? Because the Pasuk says, v'yasa kemishpat, do this korban oila like a mishpat of a nedava. So the Gemara says now, so this Tana is set in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. So Gemara says, Omele, Rabbi Yitzchak said back to him, the Omele Chamani, know who this Tana is going like. This Tana holds like Beis Shammahi. This Tana that holds, you have to have a special posik to learn out Oilas Choyva, to say it needs a smicha. From Oilas Medova, it goes according to Beis Shammahi. The Leigamri Shalmei Choyva Mishalmei Medova. That just like Beis Shammahi holds, you do not learn out one carbon from another carbon. In other words, Shalmei Choyve, he holds, you don't know needs a smicha. You don't learn out Shalmei Choyve from Shalmei Nedova. That's what we had in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we had a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif. Even by Shalmei Yizmoida, you're allowed to bring the carbon on Yom Tif. Shalmei Chagiga, it's a Choyve to bring today, so you're allowed to bring the carbon today. Still our Mishnah says, by Shalmei says about the smicha, nothing doing, you're not allowed to do the smicha today. Why not? If the halacha is that a Shalmei Choyva has the chiv to make a smicha, and you're allowed to bring this carbon today, it's a Shalmei Chagig, you're allowed to bring it today on Yom Tif, so why can't you make the smicha today? Like if the carbon needs smicha, and you're allowed to bring the carbon on Yom Tif, you should be allowed to make a smicha also. So since Beis Shammai says, nothing doing, you're not allowed to make a smicha, it's a raya, Beis Shammai holds that a Shalmei Choyva does not need a smicha. In other words, when does the Torah say to make a smicha? Only on an adava, something that's not a chiv. A regular shlomim, when you want to bring your own free will, the Torah says make a smicha. Mashenke in the shlomim of a korban yomtiv, a shalmei chagiga, the Torah says to bring it. There, the Torah doesn't say to bring make a smicha. So according to Beis Shammai Shita is, you don't learn out by yourself a chayiv from an adava. So therefore, Beis Shammai Al Mishnah says that the shalmei chagiga, you can't make the smicha on yomtiv. So therefore, this Tana is very good. This Tana says, how do we know that the korban oila that was brought by Teres Achayv on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the Shemini Shal Yimei Meluyim, Aaron HaKohen had to bring it? How do we know it needs smicha? This Tana says we need a Feresh Pasuk. I need a special Pasuk for it. The Pasuk got to say, V'yasa Kemishmat. I'm learning out that this Chayv has the same malach like other Nadavis. Mashma without this Pasuk, I would say no. This korban oila Chayva does not need a smicha. Where does the Torah say to make a smicha? On an oilas nedava. But an oilu that's a chayiv, you don't have to make a smicha. Only here, this special korban oilu here, it needs a smicha, because the pasuk speaks out and says, Vayasa Kemishpat. So Kuru this Tana goes according to Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says you do not learn out Shalmei Choyva from a Shalmei Nadova. The same way you don't learn out Choyva from an Eilos Nadova. Like the Mar says, Amalach Yamalach Mani Beis Shammai. The Leigamri Shalmei Choyva mi Shalmei Nadova. You don't learn out in Svara one from the other. Because the Beis Hillel, if this Tana would be going like Beis Hillel, Kivon de Gamri Shalmei Choyva mi Shalmei Nadova. Since Beis Hillel says now Mishnah, yes, you're allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga Terei on Yom Tif, and you're also allowed to make the Smicha Terei. Why can you make the Smicha Terei? Because Beis Hillel holds that a Shalmei Choyva also needs Smicha, even though the Torah only says Inyan of Smicha by Shalmei Nadova. So how does Beis Hillel say to know, how does he know to say that even a Shalmei Choyva needs a Smicha? You have to say it in Svara. He says they're both Karban Shlomims. So once the Torah said one Korban Shlomim needs a smicha, it's a svara all the Korban Shlomim need a smicha. So according to Beis Hillel here also then, you would not have to have a new pasuk to tell me a oila that you bring for chayiv needs a smicha. Like once the Torah already said oila nedava needs a smicha. So once I know the Torah wants a Korban oila to have a smicha done to it, so in svara I would say oila chayiv also needs a smicha to it. Just like Beis Hillel says, a shalmei chayiv needs a smicha, how do we know? It's a svara. The Torah said of a shalmei nedava, so in Shalmei Choyva is the same type of a korban, so most probably it also has the same halacha. You also need a smicha. So then the same thing should go by oiler also. So why does this Tana say for this oiler choyva? I need a special pasuk to tell me this korban oiler needs a smicha. Let me learn it out in svara. That's what Yitzchak is saying. This Tana goes according to Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai does not learn out in svara a korban choyva from a korban adova. Just like Shalmei Choyva does not need a smicha according to Beis Shammai. So it's very good. An Olas Choyva also does not need a smicha. Here, by the Shiva you made by Yishmon, you made Meluyim, the eighth day, the reason why Aaron had to make a smicha, because you have a special pasuk. Now, so the basic was the Tanakh is going to be Silil, Kivon the Gamri Shalmei Choyva. Mi Shalmei Nadova, since he's learning out, Shalmei Choyva from Shalmei Nadova is Olas Choyva, Nami Loiti Boy Kroh. Oilas Choyva should also not need a pasuk. The Gamri mi Olas Nadova. Let's learn out Oilas Choyva from Oilas Nadova. So you should not have to have a pasuk. So therefore, this Tana does not come out good like Beis Hillel. So Mar says, Umimai. No, who said that? Who said that shot in Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in our Mishnah? Umimai, who told you the Beis Hillel that Beis Hillel holds Shalmei Choyva mi Shalmei Nadova Gamri? True Beis Hillel holds in the Mishnah a Shalmei Chagiga, you're allowed to bring with the smicha. Mashma dis shlomim needs a smicha. The question is, how does Beis Hillel know to say it needs a smicha? So who told you to say learn out a choyva, Shalmei Choyva from a Shalmei Nadova? Dilma me Olas Choyva Gamri. Maybe forget. Maybe Beis Hillel learns out from Olas Choyva. And the Olas Choyva Gufa, how do we know an Olas Choyva needs a smicha? Boikro? Because maybe that's the way it starts off. True, the Torah says Nadovais need smichas. But Beis Hillel maybe also agrees, a choyva, a korban oil, a korban shlom, that's a choyva, I can't learn it out stam from a nedava. A nedava needs a smicha, but not a korban oil, not a korban choyva. So how does Beis Hillel know to say in our Mishnah that the Shalmei Chagiga, this choyv, needs a smicha? He doesn't learn it out from stam a svara, just like a Shalmei nedava needs a smicha, but maybe he learns it out from oil as choyva. Now, as he learns out choyv from choyv, just like oilas, or carbon oilas choyva needs a smicha, that's how I know shlomim choyva also needs a smicha. Now, how does he know by oila gufa choyv needs a smicha? From this pasuk. Maybe Beis Hillel goes at this Tana. He also dashes this pasuk that says, vayakri vesoila vayasa kemishmat. So it's a lima not only here by the yimei meluyim, the after of smicha, but it's a lima every carbon oilas choyva. Any oilas choyva, Torah says, vayasa kemishmat. The same way an oilas nedava needs a smicha, who was in Olas Chayv also needs a smicha. So maybe this price even goes according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel also agrees, in Svara, I don't learn out Chayvais from the Dovis. The Dovis, the Torah said, make a smicha. By Chayvais, the Torah did not say make a smicha. I don't know to make a smicha by Shalmei Chagiga or by Olas Chayv. How does Beis Hillel know it? Only from this pasuk. Once I have this pasuk here to say, Olas Chayv needs a smicha, so now Beis Hillel holds, I learn out Shalmei Choyva from Oilas Choyva also. So maybe this Tana could go according to Beis Hillel. Very good. So what it says now? No, because my Shino, why do you say, Mi Shalmei Nadova Deloi Gamri? You're telling me now that Beisham Mehilu Beisul maybe holds in Svara, I can't learn out Shalom Mechoyva, the Shalom Mechagiga, from a regular Shlomo, from an Adova. Why can't I learn that out in Svara? Shekain Mitzuyin. Because the carbon, the dova, shlomim, you bring very often, it happens very often. That's why maybe the Torah wants you to make a smicha. But Hashemkin, a shalom echayva, a once on regular, you have to bring a yomtif, a shalom echagiga, then the Torah maybe didn't have to say to make a carbon, to make a smicha. If that's the svaras, if so, me'erlas chayva namila gamri. See, if that's the svara, how does Basil know to learn out shalom echayva from erlas chayva? In other words, the Torah only said, v'yasa kemishvat by carbon oila. So we know a carbon erlas chayva has a chiyuv to make smicha. Now, shal mechayva, we have no mucker. How do you know? So you want to tell me in svara, learn out shal mechayva from oilas chayva. Mara says, no, I'll tell you, shekain kolu. I can't learn out a carbon shlomim from a carbon oila. You know why the Torah says by carbon oila, where even if it's a chayv, you have to bring make a smicha? That's because it's kula kolu. What's a carbon oila? All the meat, all the insides is burnt. The only thing that's saved is the skin. By carbon oila, you skin, take the skin off, and the rest you cut up into pieces, and everything is burnt. So since the carbon oil is so chum, you have to burn the whole animal, maybe there the Torah is set to make a smicha. Ma'ashenken, a shal mechayva, how does Basilu know to say you made a smicha? Maybe kill on out a shal mechayva from an oilas chayva. So the Gemara, that's not so shver. Ask me benayu. Once you have both of them, a chayva, nor as you have an oilas chayva, and you have a shal menedava, then you learn out from both of them. You learn out both together. So the kid says, good, this Tana comes out like Beis Hillel, and he learns it out from both together. From the fact the Torah says in Erlas Chayva, and from the fact the Shalmei Nedava needs a carbon, needs a smicha, that's how Beis Hillel learns out from both of them to say he needed also. Yeah. Right. Is the true what we're saying now that Beshamei holds? That Shalmei Chayva Levoi Smicha, that a carbon Chagiga, you bring on Yomtif. It does not need a smicha, but Tani would learn like this. Omer Reb Yosi, everybody holds you have to make a smicha, even on the shal mechagiga, even on the shal mechayva. Alman nechloku, where's the machlokes? I'll take of the smicha shchita. If there's such a halacha that you have to do the smicha right before the shchita, shebeishamay holds, and it's tzarich, you don't have to. You don't have to make the smicha right before the shchita. So therefore, you're allowed to make the smicha, put your two hands, your whole body on top of the animal, erev yomtiv. And then on Yom Tov, you make the Shechita for the Shalom Chagiga. Now, the Shalom Chagiga, the Gemara Darshins, has to be done on Yom Tov itself. That you can't do Erev Yom Tov. So, according to Beshama, very good. Beshama holds Smicha does not need take of the Shechita. You don't have to make the Smicha right before the Shechita. So, therefore, Beshama holds you're allowed to do the Smicha Erev Yom Tov. And the Shechita you do on Yom Tov. That's Beshama Shechita. Mashiach Rabbi Silo, I mean, Besilo says, Tzorachu. No, the mitzvah Smicha is take of the smicha shchita, right after smicha shchita. Therefore, since the shchita has to be done on Yom Tov, you have a right to do the smicha on Yom Tov also. So according to this Tanya, you see, Beishami also agrees that a shal mechayve needs a smicha. The only machlokes is to do it erev Yom Tov. So Gemara says, who the Yom Kiyar Tana, that we learned before, know that Beishami says you do not need smicha altogether, goes like another Tana. The Tanya we learned, Omer Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, everybody holds that whenever you do need a smicha, the smicha has to be done right before the shchita. The klal is take off the smicha shchita. Right after a smicha, you have to do the shchita. Everybody holds, even by Shami agrees to that. Aman nechleku. So what is the machlokes now? Mishnah ala smicha atzma, on the smicha itself, on the shal mechayva, on the shal mechagiga that you bring on Yom Tov, there's a chayv to bring it today. Beshamay says you don't need a smicha. There's no place to turn it out from. The Torah only says shalmei nedava needs a smicha. The Torah says oilas nedava needs a smicha. The Torah says oilas chayv also needs a smicha from this pasuk. But that's all. Shalmei chayv, there's no mockum in the Torah, and Beshamay does not learn out one from the other. He does learn out from mi benayu. That's Beshamay sheet. Beshamay says you don't need smicha altogether. Beis Hillel says yes. Sarach, I need it. Like we had before, I learn out both from Shalmei Nedava and from Erlas Chayva to say that a Shalmei Chayva also needs a smicha also. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'isa b'Hillel Azaken. Once happened, Hillel Azaken Shehevi Yerlosel Yazara Lisma Chaleh B'Yomtiv. That he went on Yomtiv to bring us carbon oila or oilas ria. That Beis Hillel, the Mishnah says you're allowed to bring it on Yomtiv, and Melios you can make a smicha also on Yomtiv. That's Be'Silu Shita. Be'Shamer, the Mishnah says, nothing doing. Be'Shamer, he holds you're not allowed to bring a korban oila on Yom Tov, even the Eilus Riyah. So here the Maisa was, Hillel came to the base of Migdash on Yom Tov. Is Chibru Allah Tamid Shamai Hazakin. So Tamid of Shamai came to Chepezech, like they hold you're not allowed to do it. So he said, Omrulloi, Mativa Shabai Mazu. He said, Hillel Hazakin, what are you doing bringing an animal on Yom Tov now? Like they hold you're not allowed to do it. So he asked him, what are you doing? What kind of animal is this? Is Omulem, Be'Silel said a lie, Mishum Dakish Shalom, not to make a machlekes here. And he said, Nekevi, you should know this animal is not a Zohar. I'm not bringing it for Korban Eila, but it's a Nekeva, it's a female. I'm bringing it for Korban Shlomim, for Shal Mechagiga. And that even by Shalmei agrees you're allowed to do it. So not to make a machlekes, Hillel said, I'm doing something now that even you agree you're allowed to do. Oh, so the Maisa was, if Kishis love is novel, and that's happened, something happened, it kicked by its tail, Vochalem, and they went away. In other words, by kicking the tail, they couldn't tell if it was Zohar or not. Like it looked like in a cave. Trashi, Kishis love is novel, they'll have toison, she has swoon, she in a cave. By says, the cave does that. So they made the tail move a lot, so that looks like in a cave, so they thought to believe him, they thought it was only in a cave. The Yosayim that day, Govru Yodom Sheve Shammai, El Be'Silul. Be'Shamra Tamidim a lot was there. Or Bikshu Lekvoy Aloch Kamaisen. They wanted right now to make a Kviyas Aloch, is like Be'Shamai. That you should know you're only allowed to bring a Shal Mechagiga on Yom Tov. But not an Erlas Riyah, Korban Erli can't bring. Aba Behoy Yisham Zokin Echad Mitamide Shammai Azokin. There was one older person, and he even was a Talmud of Shammai Azokin. Or Baba Ben Buta Shammai, that was his name. So Yedeya, he himself knew, Shalachik Be'Silul, that really the Lach is like Be'Silul, that you are allowed to bring an Eilas Riyah on Yom Tov. You could bring, according to Tula. According to Yoram Andiyam, you could even bring a Shalmei Nedun Adav also. The Kolpon, Eilas Riyah, you're allowed to bring. Now, Be'Sholach, so this Rebaba Ben Buta, Sholach sent, the heavy cold Tzoyin Kedesh Bishlayim. He went and collected all the special sheep